Blog Talk Radio.
My God is real. He is real in my soul. My God is real. He has washed and made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, I can feel He made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. There are some things that I may not know. There are some places that I just can't go. But one thing for sure, my God is real. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, He has washed and made me whole. And His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good to be able to come back into your homes once again. This is Evangelist Lloyd and Betty Yearwood. We're filling in for Brother and Sister Green. The Macedonia call around the globe. Tonight we're just trying to help them out, trying to fill in for them. So we want you, if you want to tune in, be a part of this service with us tonight, well, call in on 347-989-8862. That's 347-989-8862. So call in there and we'll put you right on the line with us there tonight. And we're ministering tonight on we're not we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So, you know, tonight all of our warfares and all of our battles and everything like that is Satan. And so that's what the Christian people are fighting. They're not fighting against flesh and blood, but they're fighting against the presence of Satan. So if you want to call in, 347-989-8862 and be a part of this, why, go ahead and call in. So I see we've got a call in there, 770. Come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Praise the Lord, Brother Gilwood. This is Brother John from Thomaston, Georgia.
Praise the Lord. We're glad you called in there, brother. Be a part of this with us here tonight.
Appreciate it.
I want to make mention that we're going to be starting a revival on the internet here. Going to be starting on February the 25th, and it's going through March the 4th of 2014. It's going to be starting at 6 o'clock p.m. To 8 p.m. each night. So we want you to join in there with us and be in there with us, and we'll just worship the Lord in spirit and truth and have a great revival there. So, Brother John,
Yeah, brother.
Just go ahead and obey the Lord there.
Oh, I appreciate it. Tonight we are talking about for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Scripture teaches out of Ephesians chapter 6, the Apostle Paul writing to the church at Ephesus. And in chapter 6, he began to speak to the children there that were at the church, and then he began to speak to the fathers that were there at the church, and then he began to speak to the servants, and finally he began to speak to the masters at the end. And then in verse 10, he begins to speak to the brethren, the believers, and he begins to speak to them about being, amen, a Christian soldier. And the Bible says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We're instructed tonight to be strong in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible teaches us, I believe it's in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1, it says, thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. What he was talking about here is as they began, amen, that this good soldier of the cross, amen, as the Apostle Paul began to speak to Timothy, his son in the faith, and as he was speaking to him, he was telling him to be strong. And he was talking to the believers there in Ephesus and telling them, amen, because even as Timothy was the bishop and the overseer, amen, there in Ephesus. And so as he was speaking to him, he was telling him to be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, to be strong and in the power and might of the Lord. And then he was telling them that what he began to teach them, what he began to speak into their lives, he said, commit these same things, commit these faithful things into others and begin to teach them. He said, thou therefore, verse 3, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. Tonight, amen, there's a warfare going on, amen, and we're not wrestling, we're not struggling against, amen, flesh and blood tonight. You know, that actually has two meanings, amen. You need to know tonight, the scriptures teach us, I believe, in James chapter 4, talks about from whence come the wars and fightings, and the Bible says it comes even from our own lust, amen. And so tonight we need to know that every war and every warfare is from a lust, a desire, amen, through the enemy, amen. And as it comes, there are those that things that people lust after, desire, whether it be land, whether it be gold, whether it be oil, or whatever it might be, but there's a spiritual warfare going on. We need to know tonight, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10 tells us, amen, that as though we walk in verse 3, it says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh, you know, and just as the scripture says in Ephesians, amen, that this warfare, this war, this struggling, amen, this wrestling, amen, is not against flesh and blood. It's not against, the weak. This of man, and it's not against, amen, talking about the blood. That's also not only talking about, it's not against a husband or against a wife or against a brother or a sister or a mother or a daughter or a son. Amen. We're not wrestling against one another, church. I'm getting ready to tell you what your opponents are, what you're wrestling against, what you're struggling against tonight. But we need to know that our war is not after the flesh. He says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. In other words, they're not flesh, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. You know, the Bible speaks of in the book of Matthew that we must first bind the strong man to spoil his goods. We bind him by the keys of the kingdom. The Bible declares in in Matthew chapter 16, amen, he says, who do men say that I am? Some said thou art Jeremiah, and some said thou art John the Baptist. But he talked to Peter, and he said, Peter, whom do you say that I am? Tonight, whom do you say that the Christ is? Amen. And Peter answered him, he said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And he said, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed. And this flesh and blood, amen, is not revealing that this is the anointed one. This is only comes by the Spirit. He said, blessed art thou, For the flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you. You don't get the revelation from your flesh. You don't get the revelation, amen, of what's going on in this warfare in your flesh and by blood, but it's by the Spirit. The Bible says in Zechariah chapter 4, it's not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. It's by the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. When he comes upon us, amen, amen, and we're moved, and we have to bind that strong man to spoil his goods. Amen, and he said, blessed art thou. He said, flesh and blood not revealed in this. And he said, and I give unto you the keys to the kingdom. Amen. God has given, amen, the Lord Jesus Christ has given you as believers to have the revelation that he is the Messiah, that he is your Lord and Savior, keys to the kingdom. And the Bible says, whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. The church, the body of Christ, has the authority, has the keys to the kingdom to bind. We can bind that strong man. We can bind that false prophet. We can bind the lust of the eye. We can bind the lust of the flesh. We can bind that spirit of Antichrist. We can bind the beast. We can bind, amen, Satan, the red dragon, the serpent, amen, that old devil. We can bind everything. We can bind wickedness. We can bind evil, amen. We have the power and authority, amen. We have the keys, amen, to bind, amen. And I thank the Lord tonight, because the weapons of our warfare, we must pull down the strongholds, casting down imaginations. These weapons that we have that come through God, cast down the imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought through the obedience of Christ. This weapons, amen, will bring down strongholds, will bring down, cast down imagination, and what it will do, it will bring every thought unto the obedience of Christ, and you'll begin to walk in the blessings of the obedience. Amen. It means subjecting yourself unto the captain of your salvation tonight, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. When you come to the obedience, the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 1, if you're willing and obedient, ye shall eat, amen, the good of the land, amen. And God, amen, will bless you, amen, out of Deuteronomy, when you walk, when you go in and go out, when you walk in the obedience, amen, as a good soldier of the Lord, hallelujah, the Bible says, amen, that he'll bless you and you're going in and you're coming out. He'll bless you in the field. He'll bless you in the city. He'll bless you, amen, the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy cattle, and the fruit of thy things. And so the blessings of the Lord upon you. The Bible teaches us that the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. Amen, hallelujah. And tonight we need to know, amen, that as he was talking, amen, to the believers in Ephesians, and he said in verse 11 of chapter 6, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. This is the method of the devil. This is the, he's lying in wait. This is the craftiness, amen. So this is how the enemy is. You know, the Bible says, amen, submit yourself unto God, resist the devil in James chapter 4, verse 7, and he will flee from you. Amen, your enemy will flee from you when you submit yourself under the hand of the mighty God. Amen, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. And he's got, when you put on the whole armor, this is something that you put on just like you put on your garments, just like you put on your clothes. There's an armor, amen, a heavenly armor of the soldier of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's something that must be put on. The Bible said that you may be able to get a stand against the craftiness, against him lying in wait. In other words, when you have this whole armor on, you can be unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. The Bible says, amen, that amen, that saints are unmovable when this comes and you put on the whole armor, because that is the time that you'll take a stand. Church, tonight it's time for you as believers, as brethren, to take that stand and be unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord tonight. To stand, amen, on the front lines and the battle lines, knowing that the Lord shall fight for you. Hallelujah, for he is the God of forces. The Bible says that scripture teaches us, amen, that the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence in the book of Luke, and the violent take it, amen, amen, and the violent take it by force. But we know tonight the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, starting in verse 1, but it says, But of the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. In other words, he's talking about the coming of the Lord. He is coming again. For yourselves know perfectly that at the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. In other words, the day of the Lord's return will come suddenly, without knowledge. Amen. Like a thief in the night. And the Bible says, for when they shall say in verse 3 of 1 Thessalonians 5, for when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction come upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. You need to know tonight that, amen, if we don't hear from heaven, if we don't hear, the Bible says they was talking to them and then they turned. And if we don't hear the Lord, amen, and hear his voice, how shall we escape so great a salvation? How shall we neglect so great a salvation? The Bible says it's talking about that he will come, and they're speaking of peace and safety, but it'll be sudden destruction. When he comes, it'll be as travail. In other words, as a woman, amen, all of a sudden is in labor and bringing forth a child. It will come suddenly, amen, without notice. And you need to know tonight, you've already been warned, but this is the, but he said, but ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that the day should overtake you as a thief. In other words, those of you that are brethren tonight, those of you that are ready, those of you that are putting on the whole armor of God, you are of the light and not of darkness. The day of the Lord shall not overtake you as a thief. The only one that is going to overtake you as a thief are those that are not believers, those that have not had the armor on, those that have not trimmed their lamps. The Bible says in Matthew 25 that there were 10 virgins, 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. And the Bible says at midnight the cry come forth and the bridegroom come forth. Amen. And they were waiting, amen, to go with the bridegroom. But 5 of them had not prepared themselves. 5 of them had not enough oil. Their lamps went out. Church, tonight we have to have enough of the Spirit of Christ tonight. Amen. That our lamps will not go out. We need enough of the light of the world. Amen. It's a continual flow. Amen. Hallelujah. And God will give it. It talks about the Father's commandments and the Mother's ordinances. Amen. Shall be the lamp and the light. And we need to know tonight that, amen, that every one of us is given a lamp, but not all of us have the light. Some of us have let the light go out. Amen. A flashlight tonight doesn't do you any good if you don't have the batteries, the power source. The lights don't have any good. Can't do you any good if you don't have the power source tonight. And the Bible says, amen. In verse 5 it says, ye are all children of the light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. Tonight we need to watch and pray. Later on in that chapter, I'm going to get to it, amen, here in a little bit, but the Bible says that we are to watch and pray as good soldiers of the Lord. When we're putting on the whole armor of God, we are to be sober. We are to be vigilant. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. You need to know tonight that we need to watch. We need to watch and pray tonight. He said he set you as watchmen on the wall. Amen. Amen. We are to be awakened. Amen. And the Bible says in verse 7, for they that sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. In other words, they're drunken in the darkness. Amen. It's not necessarily even in the nighttime, but they're drunken in their own darkness. They're sleeping in their own darkness. There's not an awakening. But the Bible says, awaken and sin not. Awaken to righteousness, church. There's an awakening call tonight. Amen. And it's going out all over the world. It's going into the ships of the sea. It's going to the air. It's going out to all of you that are listening tonight. It is not only to have a hearing ear. The Bible says in James chapter 1, verse 22, be not only hearers of the word, but be doers also, deceiving your own selves. So in other words, tonight, it's not only enough to hear the word of God, but it's more than to do. You need to be a doer of the word tonight. You need to be a receiver of the word and rise up tonight after this broadcast. You need to take some fragments of baskets like they did when the feeding of the 4,000 and the 5,000. Tonight, amen, the Bible says the word of God is coming forth, and it will prosper in that which is sent forth, and it will not return unto him void. Isaiah 55, it talks about that it will give bread to the eater and seed to the sower. And so tonight, whether you're an eater, it will give you bread and it'll fill you up. If you're a seed sower tonight and sowing the word of God, then after this broadcast tonight, you have more seed to sow into other people's lives. But we find tonight, the Bible says, but let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love. Amen. So this is the thorax, this is the chest area, completely filled with the faith of God, and faith in God, and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. These, amen, for God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Tonight, we are to live together with Jesus Christ. We are to put on the breastplate, amen, of faith. We are to have a faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And tonight, you've not been obtained to God's wrath. You've not been appointed to his wrath. You've not been appointed, amen, to be children of darkness. You were appointed to be children of light. You were appointed to obtain salvation. You were appointed to put on the helmet of salvation and the hope of salvation. As Paul wrote to the church at Thessalonica, amen, you've been called to be saved tonight, church. Every one of you underneath the sound of my voice have been called. You've been appointed. And you haven't been appointed to God's wrath. But today, if you don't come to him, if you don't put on the whole armor of God, there's a wrestling night. There's a struggling tonight. Amen. You know, we read, amen, hallelujah, in Genesis chapter 32. He speaks about another man who wrestled against a man, amen, amen, all night long. Amen. And he told him, amen, the man called. It was the synoptery of God, the angel of God's presence, God himself. Amen. And he said, who art thou? He said, I am Jacob. Oh, hallelujah. God didn't ask him what his name was because he didn't know his name. He knew his name. Hallelujah. Amen. And he said the breaking of the day. In other words, amen, all night long. He was praying, supplication, holding on to this man that he wrestled with there in Peniel. Amen. Which means the face of God. Amen. And if he come there and struggled, he wrestled with him and struggled with him. Amen. And he said, I'll not let go until you bless me. Here was a man, amen, that had received the birthright, amen, of Esau, his brother. Here was a man who had, by deception, had received the blessing of Isaac, his father, when his eyes were dim, amen. And even though he had declared that he was Esau, hallelujah, he was actually Jacob. Amen. And as a supplanter, amen, he had talked to his earthly daddy and earthly father. Isaac's eyes were dim. He could not see who he was. He said, the voice is that of Jacob. But he said to Esau, and he gave him the blessing, amen. And as Esau came in afterwards, amen, and sought for a place of repentance and couldn't find it because he had despised his birthright. Church tonight, do not despise your birthright. You are heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ if you believe in him. The Bible says in John chapter 1, as many as believed in his name, gave you the power to become the sons of God. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, verse 14, as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. And then the Bible speaks of, amen, of a spirit of adoption in Romans 8, 17, I believe it is, whereby we may cry, Abba, Father, amen. And if we are sons tonight, then we are heirs. And if we are heirs, we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ, made to sit in heavenly places, amen, amen, where Jesus Christ is sitting on the right hand of the Father. The Bible speaks of in Colossians chapter 3, that we need to set our affections on things above the earth, where Jesus is sitting, amen. The Bible says at his right hand in Psalm 16:11, are pleasures evermore. In thy presence is the fullness of joy, and at thy right hand are pleasures evermore. He said, thou wilt show me the path of life. Oh, tonight, church, if you're looking for that path of life, if you're looking for those things, some of you have been struggling, some of you have been wrestling, amen. And even as Jacob there wrestled with God, Aaron there Genesis chapter 32, the Bible says, I'll not let go till you bless me. And when he asked him his name, he knew what his name was. And the blessing he gave him, it was a new name written in glory. He said, thou shalt not no longer be called Jacob, but thou shalt be called Israel, because thou hast prevailed with God. Tonight, church, we need to hold on till God blesses us. We need to hold on, amen, and be steadfast, unmovable, amen, until we receive the blessings of God tonight, church. Hallelujah. The Bible says, going back to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, amen, for the Bible says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, Amen. In other words, not only do we not give, but blood. In other words, we don't wrestle until blood is brought forth. We don't wrestle until death comes. We don't wrestle, amen, until there's murder or there's a sacrifice. Tonight, as we struggle, the Bible says, but here's what we are wrestling against tonight, but against principality. Tonight, this is your opponent. The first opponent is principality, arche, those that were in dominion, those that were in authority in the beginning and left their first estate, those that, amen, that cannot get back to the place. The Bible speaks of in Revelation chapter 12 that there was a war in heaven. Yes, a war in heaven even, hallelujah. These wars, amen, and what did I tell you where wars come? From someone's lust and desires, amen. That's where wars and fightings. Satan had a desire, amen, to set his throne above the stars of God. He had a desire to be God, amen, and even above God. He had the pride of life and the lust of the eye and the lust of the flesh, amen. Amen. And he incorporated in the Bible says there was a war in heaven. Amen. And the great red dragon, the warring dragon, the type of serpent, amen, that had come. The Bible says that his tail reached up into the heavens and drew a third of the stars. Amen. A third of the stars, a third of the angels with that great red dragon. And the Bible says, and the devil and his angels fought. And Michael and his angels fought. Amen. And Michael and his angels prevailed. Amen. Amen. And the Bible says that Satan, amen, that old devil, that serpent, amen, was cast out into the earth. And the Bible says, well, unto the inhabitants of the earth, for Satan has come down with all his wrath, and his war was against the seed of woman. Amen. Hallelujah. He was warring against her. He had a desire to destroy the seed of woman, because out of the seed of woman would become this one called Jesus. This one, amen, that would come, the captain of our salvation, the anchor of our soul. And the Bible says, hallelujah, that these principalities, so you're struggling with principalities and powers. The Bible says, I believe in 1 Timothy chapter 1, hallelujah, talks about in verse 18, this charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare. In other words, the prophecies that was given to the church. The Bible says prophecy is for the body of Christ. Amen. And this prophecy, amen, a prophetic foretelling. Amen. Timothy was spoken, and there were prophecies given, committed unto him. Amen. And holding, amen, hallelujah, he said, according to that, with that mightest war, good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience. Amen. Just like Jacob did. He held on to God. And just like Timothy, hold on to your faith. Church, tonight, hold on to your faith. Put on the breastplate of faith. Put on the whole armor of God. Excuse me. You have to hold on to the armor of God. You have to hold on to the weapons of your warfare. You have to hold on to the things. You have to hold on to Jesus tonight. Hold on, because he is the blessing of God. He is the gift of God. And the Bible says, in a good conscience, which some, having put away concerning faith, have made shipwreck. Church tonight, there are some of you underneath the sound of my voice. You put away your faith. You put your faith in cold storage. You've laid it in. You buried your faith. You lay down the Bible speaks of when we're talking about the armor of God, talking about blessed prayer of faith, talking about the shield of faith. Amen. There's a gift of faith. There's the fruit of faith. But there are some of you, I need to say, my Lord, you've let your shield down. You've taken your breastplate, and the enemy's come in against you. Church, tonight it's time for you to lift up your faith again. How do you lift up faith? How do you receive faith? Faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. You quit opening the word of God. You quit hearing the word of God. You shut your ears. Amen. Amen. You shut your eyes to the word of God and the move of God and the presence of God. You lay down your faith. Amen. Not only did you lay down your faith, but faith without works is dead, being alone. Faith is not strong enough by itself to stand. We must hold on to the works of God, the works of the Father. The Bible says in John chapter 14, these works shall you do, and greater works, because I go unto the Father. The Father and Son have become one, and you become one with him. Amen. And as you become one with him, it empowers you. It strengthens you. The weapons of your warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. As God becomes, and the God of the Father and the Son and the Spirit dwells on the inside of you. Excuse me. And the Bible says, hallelujah, going back here, of whom is Hymenaeus, and Alexander, whom I have delivered into Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme. The Apostle Paul turned these believers over, amen, who had laid down their faith, who had heard lives have become shipwrecked. Church tonight, rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Tonight, you need to know, don't lay down your faith because it will cause shipwreck. It will cause you, amen, to run the ship. He is the old ship of Zion is still sailing tonight. Hallelujah. The Bible speaks of it in Acts chapter 26. It talks about, amen, that the men that were the shipmasters and they were going to sailing because he must go to Caesar. Apostle Paul had an appointment to go to Caesar, amen, because he was a chosen vessel, even in Acts chapter 9, when he comes and is writing on and had letters, amen, of persecution against the believers that believed in this one called Jesus. Oh, it changed his life, church. Paul was also wrestling against these same things that I'm talking about. The Bible says against powers, amen. Powers are accusers. These are the ones in authority. These are ones, amen, that that are having dominion. The Bible says in 1 Timothy, I believe it is, chapter 4, it speaks about, also it says in Romans chapter, 1 Timothy chapter 4, I believe it is, it says, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter days some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Here's these powers. Here's these spirits. Here's these spiritual wickedness in high places. Here's these powers, dominion and authority. And what is happening is they're leaving their faith behind. Church, don't leave your faith behind tonight. Don't leave any part of your armor tonight. You know, when you go into battle, amen, you're warring against principalities and powers. You must have the whole armor of God. That's what he said. Put it on. But what is happening, some have left their faith behind. You know, when David, King David, went in before he was king, there in the book of Samuel, amen, and he went in there and the children of Israel had been in the valley of Elah. They'd been battling, amen, with the Philistines, and Goliath of Gath had come, and he was their champion, and for 40 days he come and defied the armies of the living God. And here comes David into the camp, amen, amen, to bring cheese to his brethren. He was the keeper of the sheep, and amen, as they come in there, here the very leader of the Israeli army had been there for 40 days, but not a one of them moved because of fear. Amen. The challenge came forth from Goliath, amen, that to send out a man against me, amen, that if I beat him, then you shall serve us, and if you beat us, then we shall, if you beat me, then we shall serve. Here was a giant of a man, but that's all he was, a man. Because here was a little ruddy boy that God saw the heart. Amen. The weapons of his warfare were not carnal, but they were mighty through God. David had already experienced, amen, in church tonight. There are those of you underneath the sound of my voice, you've experienced being delivered from the bear. You've experienced from being delivered from the lion. You've experienced. Hallelujah. You've experienced, amen, God's deliverance. And so David had already experienced to be delivered, and this uncircumcised Philistine that stood before him, and it wasn't coming against David. David said, you have defied the army of the living God. It was called because Goliath was coming not against David, not against Israel, but coming against his God. And David wouldn't stand for that. Tonight, as we stand for those, you need to know tonight, it's not you, but it's the God in you. It's the Christ in you that the enemy's coming against you. And the Bible says, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meat, which God has created, to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. Hallelujah. And so we find, amen, tonight, hallelujah, that going back there to Ephesians chapter 6, the Bible says this, and the Bible says, hallelujah, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Hallelujah. Amen. It's talking about those in high places. Even that's talking about even under the heaven, that there's spiritual wickedness. Amen. There's wickedness. Amen. That's coming. Amen. And in the powers of darkness, the Bible says, hallelujah, The Bible declares, amen, in Romans chapter 13, talks about, he said, let every soul be subject to the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God or ordered of God is what it means. He says, whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. They're resisting the powers. And here you're wrestling tonight against powers. You're wrestling against powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. He says, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, to stand. What is it talking about there? When you've done all, when you put on the armor of God, you're standing on the front lines. When you're standing on the front lines, you're unmovable. Amen. You are standing there. The enemy cannot move you. The enemy cannot gain access, cannot gain ground tonight. When you put on the whole armor of God, it's time to take a stand tonight, church. It's time to hold on to your faith. It's time to hold on to your armor. Don't lay it down. Amen. It's time, amen, as you come, hallelujah, to the very powers of God. And the Bible says this. It says, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Church, when you stand there tonight, stand in the truth of God. Gird around your waist with the very truth of God. You've got the word of God. You've got the truth. The Bible says, John chapter 14, verse 6, that I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, verse 15, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. So you're having your loins girt about. You've got a breastplate on. Amen. You have the upper portion of your body, amen, covered with the righteousness and faith. Amen. You got your feet shod everywhere you go. Hallelujah. It's a preparation of the good news of peace. He says, above all, taking the shield of faith, therewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Oh, hallelujah, the wicked's out there. Hallelujah. The Bible says to stand, withstand in the evil day. The Bible says in Romans chapter 7, Paul said, the things that I would do, I do not, and the things I would not do, I do. He said, I find another war warring in my members. Church, tonight, there are some of you that have a desire to do good, but evil is present with you. You have to understand on the day of the Genesis there when they released that knowledge, it was a knowledge of good and evil, that the root system was going together. It's just like wheat and tares, the good and evil. When you want to do good, the Bible says evil is present. But you need to know tonight, he said, I find that evil was present with me. When I would do good, evil was present. But the Bible tells us tonight in the book of Romans, be not overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. And so doing, I shall heap coals on fire. Amen. Don't be overcome tonight. Be able to stand in the evil day. What is that evil day? The Bible says, hallelujah, I believe it's in 2 Peter chapter 3. I think it's verse 17. It says, ye therefore, beloved, see that you know these things before. Beware lest also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness, but grow in grace. In the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Church, tonight we don't need to waver away, but we need to stand, being unmovable. The Bible says, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you have to be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplications in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Church, we're to pray with all prayer, and we're to watch. We're to watch for the saints. We're to watch, amen, and in the Spirit. And that for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. That's what he wants to do. For I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. The Apostle Paul was an ambassador. He was bound, amen, because he loved God. He was bound as a soldier unto the Lord Jesus Christ. He was not held there because of being in prison, but he was bound by his love that he had. Tonight, church, are you bound by the love that you have? Tonight, you're wrestling. You're struggling, but you're not struggling against flesh and blood. You're not struggling against your wife or your husband or flesh or blood, but tonight you're battling against these opponents. And the only way you can overcome them is by putting on the whole armor of God and standing in the evil day, that you will overcome by the armor of God, and by the Lord Jesus Christ, having that these whole things, and by the grace of God, because be strong in the power of might tonight. You don't wrestle against these things, but God will make you more than an overcomer. And tonight, if you'll hold on to God, he'll give you a new name, which is written down in glory, if you'll receive him in Jesus' name. Go ahead, Brother Ulrich.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that, Brother John. That's a wonderful word of God there. So we've got another call in here. I'm going to see who they are. Then we'll get Tim to sing a song. Then we'll let them obey the Lord. 011, you want to come in there and tell us who you are and where you're from?
Brother Yearwood, that may be me. It's 661, and I'm from Moorhead, Kentucky. This is Sister Gladys.
Okay. Well, you're showing up United Kingdom there tonight. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, so we'll get Tim to sing, then we'll get you in there to obey the Lord there, sister.
Yeah, go ahead.
Praise the Lord. So while Tim's getting ready there, I'll make mention of the revival that we got going to be starting on the February the 25th and going through March the 4th, 2014 here. It's going to start at 6 p.m. and go to 8 p.m. And so we want each and every one that's called in here and to definitely be on there with us to help minister. And so we're looking for some more to get in there and help us too. So I'll let Tim sing.
Okay.
Come against me, and it caught me by surprise. I became so fearful, for it seemed I'd not survive. But God came near me in a way I'd never known. He brought comfort to my frazzled heart and a joy that overflows. I've won, the victory has come. Though the enemy still makes his presence known, I've planted my feet in the Word of God. Fought the battle, I've won. Now I know there'll be more battles that come from day to day. Lord, clothe me in your armor as I take up the shield of faith. Lord, you are my stronghold, my heart will not fear. With your word as my weapon, I know victory is near. I've won, the victory has come. Though the enemy still makes his presence known, fought the battle. Yes, he fought the battle. He fought the battle. I've won.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Appreciate that song. Now, Sister Gladys?
Mm-hmm, I'm here.
Just go ahead and obey the Lord.
Well, first, Brother, you would like to give a praise report today. You know, I recently have been listening to Brother Kenneth Hagin Sr., and the Lord's dropping things into my spirit, and he's teaching me a lot of things. You know, it's not only in the church house that we learn of God, but these broadcasts that go out on the airwaves, and just listening to the good old gospel songs and just getting in the Word for ourselves. And any prayer or any problem that we have, we can look to the Father God, and he will answer our prayers every time. And, you know, and I was talking to Sister Joanna recently after the last broadcast, and I asked her to pray about something. I said, give me a scripture, and I don't like to pray a lot about financial needs, but we had a financial need. And one thing that Kenneth Hagin Sr. was saying is, get you a scripture to stand on. And the scripture that after a while Sister Joanna came back with was Philippians 4:19. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And I'll tell you what, we had two financial needs, and God moved on one in a miraculous way. It was over $3,000, and God made a way to where we had that $3,000 in hand from a bank today when we walked out of it. God made a way where there seemed to be no way. That's the kind of God I serve. He's still on the throne. He hasn't stepped off, and he's going to move every time that we have a need. It's not a gimme, 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 God. He's not like that. I don't want to keep going to him like that. But then every now and then we have a need. We need to get us a scripture like this one and stand on and say, God, he gave me peace about it, Brother Yearwood. And I said, my husband, I told him, I said, I texted to him, and I said, stand on this scripture. I said, I believe we receive. And I said, I'm going to trust that God, I don't know how he's going to bring it. I told my husband, Tim, I said, but he's going to bring it. I said, I've got peace about it. God's already reassured me he's going to bring it about. And he did so today. And I know that small thing is just a small thing. He'll bring it forth just like I said. Sometimes we have to be real with God, just like Sister Joanna says. We've got to say, God, this is when I need the need, and I know and expect that you'll have it there by that day or before. I just wanted to praise him tonight before I got started. You know,
amen.
Sister Green had told me our message was a little different, but all the scriptures I have will go in, and it will coincide with what you guys have been talking about. I want to start in Ephesians 3, and I'm going to start with, let me go back to chapter 1, Ephesians 1, and I'm going to start with verse 18. You know, a lot of people have to understand that after you get saved, the spirit man gets saved, but we're still struggling with that soul man, the fleshly man, that we have to deal with day in and day out. We're supposed to increase daily, die out to the flesh, and increase the spiritual man. Yes. And verse 18 it says, eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality. That's the key word you have to understand, principality, and power, and might, and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church. I give God the glory and honor for that, Brother Yearwood. That tells me that God's already taken care of it. He's put every obstacle and every fleshly deed that our body wants to crave for under his feet. We know if we trust in God and seek his face, that he'll show us a way, and he'll let us know. If you seek his face in this word, he'll enlighten our hearts and our minds to know what we need to do to get away from all those things. You know, it's something we have to... there's a prayer that I pray, bind my mind to your mind, Christ, to Christ Jesus. Bind my mind to that. And when we bind our mind to Christ, there's no anxiety, there's no fear, there's no dread, there's nothing that Christ doesn't have. We don't have to worry about those things. If we have a Christ-like mind and read the Word, we know that we can get away from those old fleshly patterns of thinking. That's the thing. Now, I know this much. There are principalities up in the high heavens, and I know that God's still in charge of them. You know, like you said, the devil was defeated years ago, and the devil fell from a place. And sometimes I tell the devil, the other night I was so mad. I said, devil, one day you've got an eternal death coming to you, and you can't ever get that. But I can go to heaven for eternity, and I can rejoice, and I can sing like you were supposed to sing. And I rub it in his face, Brother Yearwood. I let him know the thing that you should have done, I'm going to do for Jesus because he's my king. And the devil's missed out. And I pray that we get to see him thrown in that lake of fire for an eternal terror because he's terrorized us enough. We've shed enough tears over time. And I'm thankful that one day God's going to dry away all tears. And I wanted to read down in Isaiah 55:7, he said, let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. You know, many people think that they've done too many things to come back to the Lord. But if you're a backslider today and you hear my voice, just know this, you've never gone too far. Jesus still loves you. He paid a price that was a high price, and he shed his blood for your healing and for your victory. All you have to do is say, Lord, forgive me. Come into my heart. He loves you that much, and he will pardon all the sins that you've had. It says in Isaiah 59:7, he said, their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity, wasting and destruction are in their path. You know, many times if people were murderers or people that are thieves and liars and fornicators and things like that, sometimes their thought process has not been taken away. But once Jesus saves us, we need to rely on that scripture. He says we become new creatures in Christ, and that's the scripture we need to stand on. We need to let the devil know, I won't think this way. I won't have thoughts of destruction. I won't have thoughts of iniquity. I won't have thoughts of suicide because God's not a God of suicide. He loves me too much. He paid too high of a price. We need to use the word like Jesus did when he was in the wilderness 40 days and 40 nights. In Matthew 15:19, it says, for out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, and blasphemy. You know, the Word of God says that the heart is evil. It's wicked. It's a wicked thing. You know, as I tell my husband, it's sad to know that God repented because he created man. And I'm glad that in the day of Moses that he stood for the people. He said, God, don't slay them. Don't kill them. And I'm sure there's many times today that he'd like to just say, oh, these people weary me. I just want to get rid of them all. But I'm thankful that Jesus has already paid my pardon. He's already paid the price. And that God will one day welcome us back into heaven. I thank him for that, Brother Yearwood. He's one thing I wanted to say, that in Isaiah 54:17, he says, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. You know, the thing that people need to realize is there's a righteousness to this. There's a holy walk in this. It's not a, well, I feel good today, I'm going to serve God today, I'm going to live right today. Tomorrow, I don't feel like it. It's not about that. You have to have a Christ-like mind. Your mind changes when you get saved. When you truly get saved and you truly repent, then your mind changes. Your want to changes. You don't want to go to the bars anymore. You don't want to smoke the dope. You don't want to shoot the heroin up your sleeve. And I praise God that he has paid such a high price, Brother Yearwood. I've got a heart for the young people today. My spirit grieves today, and it makes me angry. My children, I've got one that's 27 and one that's 24, and it grieves my heart, Brother Yearwood, that they've looked into way too many coffins. You know, the devil, that's his tool today. He's taken them out with the heroin and the dope and the pills, and he's saying they don't even know how to measure it right today. They're having cardiac arrest, and that's what they're saying. Well, they had a heart attack. No, it's the drugs that cause them to die. But I'm telling you what, the devil's got a payday. I sung that song as hard as I could sing it at church the other night. There's a payday coming to the Christian people, and there's a payday coming to Satan. And I know, I want him to tremble when I get up, Brother Yearwood. I want him to tremble and know I'm going to serve my God, whether I feel good in my body or not. God created this body. He can resurrect it from where it was, and he already has. He gives me strength daily, and I praise him for that. I thank him. 25 pounds wouldn't be much to you, Brother Yearwood, or Brother Sample. It wouldn't be much to either one of you to lift. But years ago, I couldn't lift 25 pounds. I couldn't even lift up a 10-pound baby, but I give him glory today that he's changed that. And I thank him that I want to get back on my subject, but I praise him today that he's given me a different heart. He's given me a different mind frame. I don't want to look at people at the same mind frame anymore. When I see people do things that we know are according to the Word of God are not correct, I don't want to judge them. I just know that somewhere along the way, someone taught them differently than God would have wanted them to be taught. We need to embrace people with love. I think that love covers the multitude of sins, like the Word of God says. And if we stand on the faith of God, then we can go places in this. We can reach out to the many, numerous people that are listening to this broadcast. That's my hope, that many people get saved when you have this revival, Brother Yearwood. I want to cry out for souls. I want to scoop back the plate and let God have his way. I want people to hear the ministers whenever you're on this revival. And I pray that many souls are set free that need delivered, and those that are drug addicts, that they no longer are wanting to be drug addicts, because I know that God's got the power to set them free. The ones that are prostitutes walking out in the world today, they don't want to be prostitutes. And I believe by faith that you're going to reach many souls when you do the revival. And I give God the glory ahead of time. I turn it back over to you, Brother Yearwood.
Praise the Lord. I appreciate that. Sister Gladys, I tell you, I believe God's going to save many of them too, but you know, I want you to all know that all the ministers on this is a part of it, so I want you to all to do some studying and get some scriptures and let us know, and if you got a text you want to go with one night, why, let us go with it, and we'll just all go with it there. We'll just all worship the Lord in spirit and truth like we're supposed to, like the Word tells us to. And, you know, you was talking there at, Brother John mentioned there a while ago something about Jesus being the light. And, you know, there's a poem that Betty got a hold of here, something about, well, it's not a poem, but... Okay, Sister Indirock brought this out in her message. Said, Jesus already paid the light bill, and we won't even turn on the light and let it shine. So Jesus done paid the bill. We just need to turn the light on and let it shine. And,
that's right, amen.
There's a, well, let's see. I'll let Betty give the prayer request here, then we'll let Tim sing another song here.
We have a preacher, Steve Woods, that needs healing in his legs. He's got infection in his legs. Martha and Roy Sexton need healing. Glenna Talent broke her leg. Wanda and Rufus Bivens need healing in their body. Keith Green and Fred Brannon have cancer and they need a miracle. A little two-year-old girl down here in Cleveland, Tennessee, and her mother was in a car wreck last week, and the girl had surgery today on her spine, but we haven't heard how she's doing. She's got multiple breaks in her body, and they've had to take blood clots off of her brain, so let's remember that family. And Kevin Miller family needs prayer tonight. My great-nephew, Kevin Strickland, broke his jaw bones, and they've wired his mouth shut, and he needs salvation. And Starlet Ward is on dialysis, and he needs a touch from God, and we have five kids that need to be saved.
Praise the Lord. So you've heard them prayer requests. So, do you have any prayer requests you want to make known?
I do, Brother Yearwood. I've got one. John Loveless, he's going into the hospital to have surgery on April 4th, and they want to remove some things in there. And I believe God's going to have his way to where he won't have any type of liver cancer cells, and God's going to just heal his body completely. And pray for my uncle that's got the cancer in his body also, please.
Okay. Amen. We sure will. Okay, Brother John.
Yeah, I've got want to pray for Wanda Dawson. She's had a little bit of pregnancy problems. I want to play for. I'm going down to Georgia tomorrow night and preach down there and pray for that meeting down there. There's a lady by the name of Carla. She's needing a job, and also she's pregnant. And then Ricky and Cheryl Gresham, they're needing a touch from the Lord. Let me see here. Young boy by the name of Alex, he's having some ear problems, ear infection, and so Lorenzo Harris, excuse me, he's in, we're praying for him. He's in, incarcerated and possibly getting ready to get out next month, so we've been praying and lifting him up. We have a young boy by the name of Elijah that had a dog bite. God has moved him at, and also Donnie Tidwell, he's incarcerated, and we're praying for him. We have a Faye Edenfield who has arthritis and walking problems, so praying for them. And then Brian Hobbs, he's had an ongoing kidney stone problem. He's had several surgeries and he's having to go back. And then a Barbara, a lady by the name of Barbara, is having a heart catheterization. So I think that's all I have for right now, bro.
Okay, praise the Lord. Well, let's just go ahead and pray for the prayer request, and we'll let Tim sing a song there then. Our Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we come in agreement right now. Father, we just ask you, Lord, you heard each and every one of these prayer requests. Father, we bring them to you, Lord, and we know by your stripes, Father, they are healed. Lord, we know by your stripes, Father, they're done been touched. And, Lord, that you're going to give us a miracle, and, Father, just to help us, Lord, to receive it, God. And, Lord, we give hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we give you the praise and the glory and the honor, Father, for every request. Lord, we praise you for the answer of them right now. And, Lord, we give you the glory and the honor, Father, just ask you, God, that you touch. Lord, that you will save the lost souls, God, sanctify us. Fill the Holy Ghost, God, that you will move upon them. That soul that's so near to hell, Father, that you will save them. And God, this revival, Lord, that we got starting this next Tuesday night, Father, we just pray, Lord, that your anointing, Lord, the Holy Ghost will run the airways, God. Lord, that you will touch each and every listener. Father, that you will save that soul, God, sanctify, fill the Holy Ghost, heal them that's sick and afflicted, and make them whole. Father, we give you the praise and the glory and the honor for it all, God, in Jesus' holy name. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I guess I've got a praise report, too. I went there day before yesterday, I went to the doctor, and the doctor done a blood work on me, and they done a X-ray on my heart, and they put a monitor on me there for 24 hours, and so they called me today and said that the breathing problem wasn't connected with my heart. Said that it's probably sleep acne. Said I need to go and get me a sleep acne doctor and see if they can do something for me. But I've got to go back in 2 weeks for a stress test. So I'm believing it's going to be good too. So just give
amen.
God the praise and glory for that. Praise
yes,
the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Praise God, Jesus.
Glory to
praise
God.
Lord. We'll let Tim sing a song here now. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God.
Well, I went and hanged out for my journey now. Gotta make it to heaven somehow. Though the devil tempts me and he tries to turn me around. He's offered everything that's got a name, all the world that I want, and worldly fame. If I could steal a wind, ain't nothing for my journey now. I started out traveling for the Lord many years ago. I've had a lot of heartaches and a lot of grief and woe. But when I went stumble, there I went humble down. Then I would say, I'm going to take that for my journey now. Well, I wouldn't take nothing from the journey now. Gotta make it to heaven somehow. Though the devil tempts many times to turn you around. He's offered everything that's got a name. All the wealth I want, worldly fame. If I could still, I wouldn't take nothing from the journey now. There's nothing in this world that could ever take the place of God's love. Silver and gold could never buy touch from above. Well, my soul needs healing, and I begin to feel in His power. I could say thank the Lord, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Well, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Gotta make it to heaven somehow. Though the devil tempts many tries to turn me around. He's offered everything that's got a name, all the wealth I want, and worldly fame. If it could still, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Well, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Gotta make it to heaven somehow. Though the devil tempts me and he tries to turn me around. He's offered everything that's got a name, all the wealth I want, worldly fame. If I could still, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. If I could still, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. If I could still, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that song. If you got your Bibles, I want you to turn with us tonight to a scripture here. We're speaking about we war not against flesh and blood, but wrestle not against flesh and blood, but praise God, but powers of the enemy. You know, I tell you. The devil is a fighting everybody, but you know, praise God, there's one thing for sure, greater is He that's in us than he that's in the world. And you know, as somebody done said there a while ago, we can conquer Satan by just turning it all over to Jesus, you know, just turning it all over to Him and saying, Lord, here, you know, I believe it was David or one of the prophets, said one time, said, the battle's not mine, but it's thine. And, you know, that's what we need to realize tonight. The battle's not ours that we're fighting against, but it belongs to the Lord. And so I thank God that we've got somebody that we can always run to fight our battle. So I'm going to let Betty read for me there tonight. So we're going to start in Ephesians 6 chapter. And starting in verse 11.
Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Praise the Lord. You know, the devil, he is the god of this world, and he is the one that's blinding a lot of people, and he is the one that's doing all these things and causing all these problems coming up on us. But, you know, praise God, as the title of this is, that we're not, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the high powers of this world. And, you know, we're fighting against the devil. But thank God that Jesus has done won the battle. He done took care of that over 2,000 years ago whenever he went into the heart of the earth from the cross there. He done took care of Satan. He done won that battle. If we could ever... As Sister was saying there a while ago, let this mind that's in Christ Jesus be also in us. If we will take on the Lord's mind and let Him be in us, and we think like Jesus, we talk like Jesus, We act like Jesus. We look like Jesus. Praise God. I'm glad tonight that we is the power of the Holy Ghost that dwell down in us. It brought
Amen.
Me back to a memory there a while ago about I seen on Facebook there other night somebody put on there and I put on there that I liked it. And I tell you, it's saying that they wanted to be so much like Jesus that when the mosquito flew by and bit them, that they would, the mosquito would fly away from them, singing their power in the blood. And that's what I want to be like, praise God. I want to have enough of God in me that whenever a mosquito bites me, that it will fly away singing there's power in the blood. And I tell you what, there's power tonight in the blood of Jesus. If we will only look to him and we'll only take on him and look like him, praise God, we've got the battle done won because we've got an elder brother that's fighting this battle for us. And I'm so thankful tonight, praise God, that we have a God that loved us enough that he said that he would fight our battles for us. If
Amen.
We just all of our cares over on him, for he cureth for us. And if we do that, praise God, we can make it with it. We can go somewhere with him. Hallelujah, praise God. I'm going to let Betty read a little bit more. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
12th verse. No, 13th.
Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt around about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
Praise the Lord. You know, that's what we need to do, is take on, praise God, the word of God. You know, we take the word of God and we put it on the devil. Whenever he throws a dart at you, it's going to hit the word, and it's not going to hurt us. Praise God. We need to be shod with the gospel of peace. We need to be shod with the gospel that this world, whenever they see us, that they know, praise God, that we are a child of God. I tell you, there's too many today. I was talking to a brother there yesterday. There's too many people. They want to say that they're Christians. They want to talk like Christians, but they don't really look like a Christian. And that is being a stumbling block before this world. That's the reason so many people today, whenever they look and they see a lot of the people that say they're Christians, but they see them outside of the church doors, they're living just like Satan. My friend, that is a type of a person that has been a stumbling block before the people. That's the reason why that we start trying to minister to a lot of people, they start saying, I'm just as good as this one. I'm just as good as that one. But I'm going to tell you something tonight. We better not be a stumbling block. We better be a peaceful. We better have our lives shod with the personation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We better be doing just exactly what the Lord called us to do. He give us a word to carry in our hearts. He give us a word to carry out into this world that we need to do what he said for us to do. I tell you what, praise God, people need to be on fire for God. They need to have their light so lit up with the word of God that people can see Christ in us, just like Brother John, I believe it was, mentioned about the light, about Jesus being the light. My friend, he said that he was the light of the world. But when he goes away, he said, you was going to be the light of the world. And I tell you what, we are the light of the world. We're supposed to let Christ shine out through us, that men would see Christ in us and the hope of glory, that they would want to glorify the Father which is in heaven, that they would want to serve God, to worship the Lord in spirit and truth. We need to have that word planted down in our hearts and down in our spirits. We're supposed to talk every word. The word says yea or nay. Praise God. If it becomes any other thing, it's evil. I'm so thankful tonight that we are serving a God, hallelujah, that his conversations is yea and nay, hallelujah. And that's what our conversations are supposed to be, is be like him, hallelujah. Go ahead.
2 Corinthians 10, verses 4 and 5. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ.
Amen. Praise God. You know, I tell you what, right there in that verse 4, it says, for the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. You know, praise God, whenever the devil come at us, we've got the power, according to the word of God, to pull down the strongholds. We need to pull them down and cast them down under our feet and stand on them, praise God, and not let them run us around or bruise us up. Because, praise God, if we will be obedient to God, we throw them down, hallelujah. Pull down every imagination of the strongholds that tries to hinder us, try to keep us from doing anything to serve the Lord. We can cast them down through the Lord, through the Lord Jesus Christ. We've got power to cast down every strong, every hold that the devil would try to throw at us. I'm so thankful tonight, praise God, that I know that I know that whenever anything rises up, all I've got to do is call upon my elder brother. His name is Jesus. And when I call upon him, he always hears and he always answers. As like the sister was saying there a while ago about them going to the Lord in need and God meeting that need. Praise God, that was a stronghold that they cast it down because they called upon the name of the Lord. And he is a God that will meet our needs. He is a God that whenever the troubles come at us, you know, I've been out a lot of times. I've been way off in other part of the countries and different places. I'd be just by myself and start back home or start summers. And the devil would tell me, say, why don't you stop over here at this beer joint and have a beer? And nobody won't never know nothing about it. You're so far away, and nobody won't never know. But I thank God that I had enough of God in me that I told him he might lie to me like that. But I know the one that knows. I know the one that's got an eye that's going all over, seeking everybody all over this world. And I know if I drunk a beer or tasted one, that he would have a rest. record of it, huh? And he would, mark it against me, And I tell you what, today, the devil is still out there, He's still out there lying to people, He's still trying to get people, to do things, against, God, But my friend, it's the time, that we get, the gospel, on us. It's time that we get girded up, with the word of God and with the power, of the Holy Ghost, that we can walk, in the presence of the Almighty, that we can hear him say, that it'd be well done after a while. I tell you, that's all I desire, is to hear him say, it's going to be all right, to come on in and dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Just like David, he said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I'm so thankful tonight, praise God, that God has told us if we will work after him, if we will be obedient to our calling, that we will make heaven our home. He said for us not to be lukewarm. He said if we was lukewarm, he would spew us out of his mouth. He said, I'd rather you'd be cold or hot than lukewarm. I would spew you out. If we're spewed out, we'll not be on the inside. It's time that we wake up. It's time that God's people wake up out of their sleep and get on fire for God. It's time that we start calling sin sin and not sugarcoat and not telling them that that's all right. They just made a mistake that they can go on and God will see them in. No, my friend, God said no sin would he enter in. He said the perfect and the pure in heart will see God. That's what God is looking for, somebody that's got a pure heart tonight to make it into the kingdom of God. I tell you, I said a lot of times, Matthew 5:48, it says, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven perfect. That is turned down the strongholds against Satan. That is a word against the presence of Satan. I tell you what, it's taken something for people to stand in this last days, because the word is getting greater. The devil is still raging because he ain't got but a few days to work, a short time for him to work, and it's going to be over. He's going to be bound with the false prophets and be casted into that lake of fire to burn throughout eternity. He knows that. He knows his destination, and he's trying his best to destroy everything that looks like God or everything that talks like God. Satan is trying his best to destroy it, but I'm so thankful tonight to know, praise God, that the Holy Ghost, God is still God. He's still reaching out and calling us into repentance. He's still telling us that we must repent of our sins if we want to make heaven our home. And that's exactly what I do. I die out daily to this world. Paul, he wrote more of the New Testament than any of them. And he said he had die out daily to the sins of this world. My friend, if Paul had to, you and I have got to die out to this world, to the sins of this world. We've got to look to Jesus because he is the author and the finisher of our faith. I'm so thankful tonight, praise God, that we can look to the author and the finisher of our faith, and that is his name is Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
praise
thank
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
1 John 5:4-5. For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God?
Amen. Did you hear that? 1 John 5:4 says, for whosoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. You know, praise God, I'm glad tonight that told us right there how to overcome the world. Praise God. In verse 5 it says, who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? You know, I tell you what, that is the one, that's the way that we can overcome this world, is to believe of what thus saith God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If we believe what the Word says, then we can make heaven our home. But if we don't, then we're in trouble. There's no other place to go but to that lake of fire where the devil and the false prophets are going to be casted into one day. And I don't want to go there, praise God. As somebody was saying the other day, I believe it was on maybe on my broadcast, they were talking about the hypocrites. They didn't want to go to church and be with the hypocrites. But I'd rather go to the church and be with the hypocrites for a few minutes and just to be able to go back home or go and praise the Lord and worship God with them than to think about dying and spending eternity throughout eternity, forever and ever, down there with them, being tormented with them. I tell you, it's something to think about. My friend, you're out there under the sound of my voice. You better think about where you're going to spend eternity. I tell you, it is easy to think about not doing nothing. That's all you got to do. Just don't do nothing. And you will spend eternity with that man that you or with that woman that you called a hypocrite. But praise God, if you will take on the Word of God and take on the Lord, you can pull down every imagination of every stronghold and cast it down. And praise God, you can go with the Lord. You'll hear him say one day after a while that you've been faithful over a few things. I will make you rulers over many. And I tell you what, it'll be something. Praise God, to get up there and be able to cry, holy, holy is the Lord. Hallelujah. I tell you, it's going to be worth it all one day. Praise God. Hallelujah. I've got about two more verses that I'm going to read. And Brother John, I'll let you come back and obey the Lord, you and Sister Gladys then. Praise God. I'm going to let Betty read these other two verses here.
1 Corinthians 15, verses 57 and 58. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
Praise the Lord. See, if we take the Word of God, we'll know that our labor is not in vain in the Lord. So I praise God tonight. I just praise the Lord. So I tell you what, God is so good. He is so wonderful. He loves us so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So I want to say this now. We want everybody to remember the 25th of February at through the 4th of March. We're going to be starting a revival on the internet here on Blog Talk Radio. We're celebrating our 100th services, and so we're going to celebrate this that week with a revival. So I had a preacher tell me yesterday, he said, I've never heard of nothing like that before. I said, well, God laid it on my heart, and we're going to do it by God's help. And we're celebrating 100 services next Tuesday night. So that's going to be your starting of our revival, and we're going to go through that whole week from one Tuesday to the next Tuesday, the Lord's willing. And we want you to call in and be a part of it. Just get right in there and worship the Lord with us in spirit and truth. So go ahead there, Brother John, and obey the Lord. Then If you got any time left, we'll let Sister Gladys come on.
All right. Praise the Lord. God, you can deal with me out of 2 Peter, chapter 3, 7. Peter, chapter 7, 1. It says, this second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance. In other words, this second epistle that he was writing was used to stir up the pure minds. You know, you and Brother Yearwood and Sister Glass have been talking about the minds of Christ. You know, the Bible speaks about Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. Sister Glass brought out of Isaiah 55 a while ago and talking about the thoughts. And Jeremiah talks about, I know my thoughts towards you. And so he began to write, to stir up the remembrance, the pure minds of remembrance, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, another commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. Knowing this book, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts. You know, in the last days there will those that will not submit themselves to the authority or the commandment of the Lord Jesus Christ, and submit themselves, amen, to the foundation of the apostles as it was found in the holy city. Hallelujah. Well, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. You know, this is, excuse me. They were talking about carnal security here. They felt like everything that was the same way as when the fathers fell asleep or went into the sleep of death. And so everything was continuing. Everything was the same from the creation. And so they were looking for the promise of his coming. We need to know tonight that the Lord, he is which was, which is, and which is to come. The Lord Jesus Christ is here. Amen. The Bible speaks of the kingdom of God. Come to thy observation, for the kingdom of God is within you tonight, church. The kingdom of God is not meat, drink, but it's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And so, tonight it says, for this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God, the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water. So it's talking about that. Here we're talking about the flood. Here we're talking about in the times, amen. And said, whereby the world that then was being overflowed with water perished. So there was an overflow. And amen is the overflow. And that same thing that destroyed this world was the same thing that kept, amen, family of Noah. The Bible says that, talks about in Genesis, that the thoughts of man were evil continually. Amen. And the imagination of the man, and we're talking about that. Brother Yearwood brought it out also there, and that casting down imaginations. And so at this time, God sent a flood upon the earth. Amen. And there was Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Tonight, church, we are saved by grace through faith, which is a gift of God and not of ourselves. And so as the wrestling, as the striving, as the struggling, amen, coming, amen, we struggle with our own wicked imaginations. We struggle with our own things. We struggle with our own minds and lust and desires and things like that. So we need to bring it under subjection, amen, to the Lord Jesus Christ. It says in verse 7, but the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word, are kept in store, reserved in the fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. So the ruin of ungodly men and the judgment of ungodly men, what it's talking about is that the heavens and the earth are kept by the word of God. Tonight, you're kept by the word of God. Amen. Until the day of the judgment. And the Bible says, verse 8, but beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. What does that mean? That the divine measurement of time, there's a time and a purpose for all things. But as the Lord Jesus Christ, whether it be 1,000 years or one day, it's all the same. He is the Ancient of Days. He's the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, and the ending. So all time is not measured in the realm that as we see it. The Bible speaks of in Psalms 90:4, talks about that 1,000 years is as a yesterday. And so in the eyes of the Lord Jesus Christ, there's no divine measure of time, but it's all unto him. verse 9, and the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us ward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God is giving a time and dispensation of grace. Where is the promise of his coming? The Lord's coming back. And while you're wrestling, while you're struggling, you have to understand tonight the opposition is whether you're a believer or not. He said, finally, brethren, will you wrestle not against flesh and blood? There's a finality, amen, that you are wrestling against the wicked one. You are wrestling against the consuming one. You're wrestling against, amen, all these principalities, all these powers, and just like Sister Glass, what
amen.
I believe, they were set there. These are things that we're struggling with. These are forces, amen, hallelujah, but he's the God of forces. And just as Brother Yearwood brought out, it says that, it talks about in Exodus chapter 14, that God of battles, the Lord will fight our battles, amen. The battle is the Lord's. Tonight, church, we need to know that the battle is the Lord's. And it talked about, it brought out in 1 John 5:4, this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith, our belief in him. Yeah, let your shield down. You can't, you've got to hold on. You have to hold on to every aspect of the word of God. Man doesn't live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. You know, the Bible speaks of Matthew 4. Talks about that as the Spirit of the Lord led the Lord Jesus Christ in the wilderness. He fasted 40 days and 40 nights. When he came out of that wilderness, the first thing that Satan come to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. The Bible said that afterward he hungered. He said, it is written, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. You have to understand, amen, that the tempter will come to you. He will come to you to tempt you. He will tempt you to sin. He will tempt you to fall away. He will tempt you to not to hear the word of God. He will come, amen, to try to deceive you. But we need to know that the Lord's promises, all the Bible says, I believe in 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 56, that all the promises, amen, will have come to pass. You know, tonight we need to know that the promises of God are yea and amen. Amen. And so tonight, he's not willing that we should perish. He's not willing, amen. It's not God's will for us to die tonight, but it's God's will for us to come back to him. Tonight as you're resting, tonight as you're coming, tonight as you're enduring the hardness of a good soldier of the Lord, tonight as you're putting on the whole armor of God. You know, even the centurions, amen, they were coming, set at a watch, amen, outside him. And they talked about how they had set a stone out there. And the women, amen, were getting ready there on that time to mollify the body. In other words, to bring in the ointments and prepare the body, amen, to come. But, amen, they knew that the stone, amen, had been sealed to over the tomb. But, amen, you need to know tonight that the Lord has already rolled the stone away, just like Sister Glass was talking about her situation. You know, over and over and over again, I've got so many testimonies where God has met financial needs, physical needs. And, you know, my wife for many, many years was in a wheelchair. The lower part of her back completely deteriorated, and for years and years and years, she's not in a wheelchair anymore, praise God. She's up walking around. I praise the Lord. You know, we've seen the miracle after miracle. People have come too late, amen, to tell. We've seen, amen, just countless and countless miracles in our life. And what we've experienced, it's not as the story's been told. It's not something that we have to read in the newspaper. We're experiencing these miracles. We're experiencing, amen, these things that the Word of God is. We're experiencing the promises, amen. And as we wrestle, amen, God tells us that we can stand, amen, against all the fiery darts of the devil. These are the arrows, amen, and that's what the enemy did. In other words, in that they pitched the pitch there, and they set it on fire, and they shot it, amen. That's what the enemy does. He's shooting fiery darts against you, but you can take that shield of faith and be able to quench all the fiery darts, every terror, every fear. You know, tonight, God didn't give you the spirit of fear. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, for I've not given you the spirit of fear, but I've given you the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. Tonight we can be in the power and a strong mind of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what we've been talking about, the mind of Christ. We've been talking about a strong mind, sound mind. It says the spirit of sound mind. And so the Bible said, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. I already said that to you earlier tonight. in that which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works thereof therein shall be burned up. Hallelujah. It's talking about the elements being on fire. I'm talking about when the Lord comes back, amen, the elements will be on fire. But you know what?
Amen.
You're going to have the armor on. You're going to have to have the armor. You're going to have to be ready. Amen. Amen. Says shall be there. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in all holy conversation and goodness? What kind of person are you? What manner of person are you tonight? Are you a holy person? Just like Sister Glass brought out some of the others there. Holiness is not, and don't get me wrong on what I'm about to say. Holiness, you will dress, amen, modestly. You will dress, you won't reveal, but holiness is what God puts on the inside of you. Holiness is, amen, hallelujah, his holiness. He said, be holy for I am holy. And so tonight he said, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved. In other words, on that day, even the heavens will be on fire. You'll look across the sky if you're there, if you're alive, amen, that you'll see the heavens on fire and being dissolved, and the elements shall melt with a fervent heat. Hallelujah. But the Bible says, nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwells righteousness. Tonight, if you're a believer, tonight, if you've been wrestling, tonight, if you held on like Jacob did, tonight, if you got a new name, the Bible said to him to overcome is that he will give a new name, amen, written in white stone, and the only one that will know it is to whosoever he gives it. You're going to know the new name. It's in that secret stone. It's in that stone of innocency. God's giving you a new name in innocency. Hallelujah. Amen. Your new nature, a new attribute, a new character. Amen. Hallelujah. We're looking for that. He said to them, no, come give I to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of paradise. Those of you that are believers, you're looking for the promise. You're looking for the new heaven and the new earth. You're looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. You know, when we look in Hebrews chapter 11, it talks about Abraham. It talks about Sarah, who beyond age brought forth a child. Amen. And staggered on unbelief. Abraham didn't stagger in unbelief, but he had faith. He didn't see the promise. He embraced the promises. Amen. He didn't receive them, but they were looking, believing that they were coming. Tonight you have the promise. Amen. The Bible says it talked about, he told them that there in Luke chapter 24, I believe it's verse 47. He said, tarry ye in Jerusalem, do you be endued from power upon high. Wait for the promise of the Father. That promise was of his Holy Ghost. You know, tonight God will give his Holy Ghost to those of you that ask. He said, if you being evil know how to give good gifts, how much more shall your Heavenly Father give you the Holy Ghost so that you ask? Tonight, his Spirit is available to you tonight. All you have to do is ask. All you have to do is be sincere. All you have to do, when those of you have been struggling, those of you have been wrestling, those of you have been in a wrestling match, we know who your opponent is. You need to know tonight God is not your enemy. He's your friend.
Amen.
There's a friend that's going to be closer than a brother. The Bible says a friend loveth at all times. Hallelujah. In fact, the Bible says in John chapter 15, greater love hath no man than this, than to lay down his life for a friend. We have the promise, amen. We're looking for a new heaven. We're looking for a new earth, and where there is the dwelling of the righteousness of God. Verse 14, wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace without spot and blameless. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, that we must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Oh, we've got to be ready. We've got to be watchmen on the wall tonight, church. God has set us in each one. Those that are on the broadcast tonight are watchmen on the wall. We're watching for your soul. We're watching in perseverance. We're sitting, amen, in the watchtower. The Bible says the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it and is saved. Tonight we have that ability, amen. We're sitting in, and we're watchers for you tonight, watching for your soul, warning you, amen. Amen, as the sword and the famine, the pestilence and things come into the land. Oh, we're crying out. The Bible says in Isaiah 58:1, cry aloud and spare not. Tonight, that's what we're doing. We're crying unto you. And tonight, if you'll receive the Lord Jesus Christ, those of you that have been wrestling, those of you that have been struggling, amen, you're weary, you're tired, seems like you've been, you don't know how many rounds you went, but tonight there is a rest wherein the weary is to rest. The Bible says in Isaiah 28, oh, he's laying down a cornerstone, a tried stone, which is Christ the Lord, amen. Time for you to build upon that stone, church. It's time for you to be lively stones. He said he's begotten you again into a lively stone. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. It's time for you, amen, to enter in this rest. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through 30, talks about, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavily laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. Hallelujah. Amen. For my burden is light, and my yoke is light, and my burden is easy. Tonight we have, amen, God doesn't put on more than we can bear. And God will meet that needs. Amen. Hallelujah. He is the God of supply all needs. He just says, Sister Glass brought out, but my God shall supply all your need. All your need. He's one single need. And all he's all one package. He's all one package. Everything you need, he's the supply line tonight. He's the supply line. He is the Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who will see to your provision. He is the ram in your bush. Amen. You need to know, amen, by the horns of the ram, it was called in the bush. Amen. They were going up there believing, amen, by faith, Abraham believed that God would raise up, amen, Isaac, amen, even from the dead. But, amen, you need to know tonight that he said, call on me and I will show you great and mighty things that thou knowest not. Call unto me, he said, before you call, I will answer. God already has an answer for your prayer tonight if you just begin to pray. God has already an answer for your struggle if you just begin to seek his face. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will heal their land. God has a healing for you tonight. Those of you that have been struggling, those of you that have been in a wrestling match, those of you that have been pinned by the enemy, God is letting your captivity go. He is the referee that is unlocking you, amen, from these powers and principalities. He is the one that is setting you free. He's the one that's ringing the bell. And he said, you have won, amen, because, amen, you have, amen. I know in the natural wrestling there, they call tag, some of them are tag team. And tonight your tag team partner is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And he's tapped you out, and he's took your place when the principalities and the powers and rulers of darkness and spiritual wickedness were there. Amen. There's a grand slam. There are people that will pay literally hundreds of dollars to see a great wrestling match. But there's a great wrestling match that's going on, and he's the champion of the world. He's the champion of the universe, and his name is the Lord Jesus Christ. His name is above every name, no matter whereby we must be saved but the name of Jesus. He is always be the champion, and he will always be the champion. When did he become the champion? When he hung on the cross. The Bible says that the burden that the government was upon his shoulders, that was the cross at Calvary, when he hung on his cross, and he said, it is finished. Oh, the works was done. And when that works was done, he said, I thirst, amen, hallelujah. When he gave up the ghost and the spirit, that threefold witness, amen, oh, hallelujah. Oh, Satan and all their powers and principalities rejoice, thinking we've got him now. But you need to know tonight, the Bible says in the book of Revelation, he has the keys to death and hell tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's a victor. Amen. He's won. We can wear an ornament of grace. We can wear an ornament of mercy. And the Bible says, he says, in account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation. The long-suffering of our Lord is salvation. He rescued. The Bible says he that ascended up to the heavens, and he led captivities captive. Oh, and he gave unto the church, amen, first apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. He gave them gifts, amen, for the edifying of the church, for the perfecting of the saints, for the unity, amen. Tonight God has given you these offices in the church, amen, to perfect you, to go on to completion. God has a victor. He came in, and on the third day he arose victorious, the resurrecting power, amen. He rose from the grave, amen, life itself. Hallelujah. Death could not hold him. Hallelujah. Death tried to hold him, put on the stronghold. But the strong man, amen, was bound. And he's bound, amen, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's bound by the word. And you have the power tonight, church. You have the power to overcome him. You have the power, amen, to overtake him. And the Bible says it also in all his epistles, verse 16, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they are, they that are unlearned and unstable rest. In other words, those that have not learned his word, those that have not that are unstable, not moving. Those that have not put on the armor of God, they're unstable in all the ways. The Bible says in James chapter 1, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth all men liberally and upbraideth not. But the Bible says a double-minded man. Sister Gladys and Brother Yearwood and Sister Betty, we're all talking about the mind of Christ. But a double-minded man, the Bible says, shall receive nothing from the Lord. We have to have the mind of Christ tonight, church. The Bible says in Romans chapter 7, verse 25, he said, I with a mind serve the law of God. Oh, but you know what? You have to lose your mind and gain the mind of Christ. You want to be able to win tonight? You've got to give, amen, everything that you have. You have to give everything you have to the Lord Jesus Christ. Give it over to him. Subject yourself to him. Resist the devil, the Bible says, and he will flee from you. You're the winner. It shall come before you, amen, one way, and flee seven ways. Oh, one shall send 1,000, two shall send 10,000 to flight tonight, church. When you link up with Jesus, it's like Sister Gladys said, when you link up with his mind, when you link on, amen, with your tag team master, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You don't have to worry about it because your elder brother, Lord Jesus Christ, was saying, he said, I've got this now. Oh, hallelujah. He's got it now, church. You've already got the victory. The Bible says, amen. Oh, death, where's thy sting? Oh, grave, where's thy victory? He's taken it away. He said, the last enemy that he should put underneath his feet. Oh, it's the foot stomping time, church. It's foot stomping time, amen. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 3 that he will, what? Bruise his heel and bruise his head. Oh, it's foot stomping time for all the enemies underneath the feet of Jesus Christ. Oh, he's got some big feet, amen. The earth is his footstool tonight, church. Every enemy, amen. Your enemy. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, that he will uphold thee with the right hand of thy righteousness, and your enemy shall be in nothing. He shall be incensed and confounded, amen, and ashamed. Amen. You shall look for him and not find him. Some of you need to quit looking for the enemy underneath every rock. Because you know what? He's underneath the chief cornerstone. You don't have to go out and look for your enemy. He's bound by the power. If you don't let the Lord Jesus Christ, he'll bind your enemy. He's got him in it. Hallelujah. He's already bound the strong man. He's already spoiled his good. Yeah. The Bible says the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. Church, he's already, tonight the Bible says, talks about the spoils, amen. Receive the spoils. In fact, there was one time in the Bible, there was a battle in the Bible, and they fought in the Valley of Beersheba. Beersheba is the Valley of Blessings. Amen. They had so many blessings, had enemy spoils. It took them 3 days, amen, to bring out the blessings in that valley, amen, the spoils of war. God wants you to have the spoils, amen, of the warfare. And he wants you to fully recover everything that the enemy's done. I'm speaking to you right now. When David was in Ziklag, and he came and he was fighting against the Philistines. He left his wives, amen, their family and the children there, and the men went and fought with him. And they come back, and the enemy took their wives. Church, the Bible says, let him that steal no more. Took their wives, took their family, took them into captivity. The people were ready to stone David, but the Bible says, but David encouraged himself in the Lord. When he began to encourage himself in the Lord, amen, he said, shall I pursue all? He said, David, when you hear the sound of a goings in the mulberry trees, thou shalt recover it all. Let me prophetic word tonight. What the enemy has stolen from you, is time that thou shalt recover all. That sound of a goings was the sound of a marching. Have you heard the sound of a marching in the mulberry trees? It's the marching of war. It's the marching of the angelic angels, amen, going before you, telling you tonight it's time for you to recover everything that the enemy has taken from you. Amen. There's a full recovery tonight. Amen. The Bible says in Joel chapter 2, and I will restore unto you the years. I'm speaking prophetically to many people tonight, right now. I will restore unto you the years that the cankerworm, the palmer worm, the locust, and the caterpillar have taken from you. That great army of the Lord. Oh, it's like eating before them. They come through. That was the one did not eat. The other one left when there was nothing left. But tonight there's a restoration. There's a restore of the breach. Amen. And his name is Jesus. And the Bible says those that are unstable rest as they do also other scriptures unto their own destruction. You know what we would do? Church, it's time for you to quit wrestling with the Word of God. It's time for you to quit wrestling and trying to make it as a form of fashion that you would make it. But tonight, if you'll just hold on to God's word, if you'll just hold on, amen, tonight, hold steadfast, hold on to your faith. And the Bible says, yet therefore, beloved, seeing you know these things before, beware, lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. Tonight, do you know who you're wrestling against? Tonight, do you know who you're holding on? Tonight, do you know whose side you're on? Oh, you're on the victory side. We are the champion. You're talking about a team that has never been defeated or never will be defeated. Tonight,
amen,
he gives us the victory. All you have to do is just come to him. All you have to do, and you're on the winning side tonight. You cannot lose. What I count, the Apostle Paul said, what I lost, I count as dung, that I may win Christ. Tonight, the win, if we win Christ, we won the prize. Tonight, this is a prophetic word to you. Forget those things which are behind and press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Hold on to the word of God. Don't wrestle with it. Don't go beyond it, but just receive it. Receive your victory. Receive the ornament of grace. You know, right now, the airmen over there in Russia, they're having the Olympic Games. Amen. They're running for a prize, running for a mastery. But tonight, for those of you, this race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. But time and chance happen to all. Tonight, we can all win the gold of God that's been tried in the fire. We can all be winners tonight. Amen. It doesn't matter where we place. It's just a matter that we endure to the end. The same,
amen,
shall be saved. For you wrestle not against,
amen,
flesh and blood, but against, amen, these things. But tonight, you're the victor with Jesus Christ. Go ahead, Brother Ewart.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that. And I tell you, that's a wonderful word of God right there. So that's a warning and that's a heed that we, everyone,
amen,
need to take heed of. So, Sister Gladys, we got 4 minutes left, so go ahead and just obey the Lord there.
Well, I was going to go ahead and let you finish up, Brother Yearwood, but I will just say the one scripture I was going to read, and it's in Romans 12:2. It says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You know, it's good to confess our sins, but it's more than that. We have to ask the Lord to help us daily, to renew our minds daily. We have to ask the Lord to forgive us of our sins and to transform our mind. When we are transformed, then that's a change. There's a change in our mind when we transform our mind. And I praise God, I'm stumbling on my words a little bit. But if we read the Word of God, it'll show us how to do it. And it's a lifelong process when there's a process of transformation. And if we claim that we have dedication in our life, then there's going to be times of separation with people. You know, we can't live like we used to live. We can't walk the way we used to walk. And we definitely can't dress the way we used to dress. I know as a child, I was ignorant. I was never brought up in a Christian home. So I wore clothes, didn't know any better. They were halter tops. And I didn't know anything until I learned of the Lord. Then I said, there's a modesty thing to this. I don't have to show it all. But today in this generation, these young girls think they have to post pictures on Facebook, and it really just disturbs my spirit. The last scripture I wanted to read, Brother Yearwood, was 1 Corinthians 6:11. And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. I'm thankful that I'm justified in the Lord Jesus Christ once I get sanctified. His sanctification is what purifies me, and I praise him for that. I'm going to give it back to you, Brother Yearwood.
Amen. I appreciate that. Appreciate that wonderful word. I want to say that I really appreciate Brother and Sister Green asking us to take the service tonight. They had a church service they had to go to, so they didn't make it in there tonight. So we appreciate them asking. And so next Friday night, my brother and sister Green will be hosting their own service, I guess, for Lord's help. And on Tuesdays, we're going to be starting our revival. So I want all of you to tune in, listen to us. And get in there and help us, and we're looking forward for seeing what God brings out on this week's revival.
Amen.
So, Brother John, we got 1 minute. Come in and tell us about your church there.
We're in Thomaston, Georgia, 114 East Main Street, Thomaston, Georgia, about 70 miles south of Atlanta, and we're having services at right now on 2 o'clock on 2 p.m. on Sunday, and we're having services at 6 p.m. on Wednesday. Some of our services will be changing here in the next few weeks, but we will be broadcasting on Wednesday night and Sunday night during the revival from our church, so the congregation will be there. So we just ask you that you tune in and be a part of this revival and help us lift up the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Sister Gladys, you want to mention your church or where you go to?
Yes, it's Abundance of Rain on 6367 Highway 60 in Polksville, Kentucky, which is Salt Lake. And our service times is 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. on Sunday, and on Wednesday night, 7 p.m.
Okay, praise the Lord. So good night, everybody. Just went right up
good
to
night.
2 hours. So we'll talk
God bless.
Again
God bless.
Later.
Okay.
God bless you.
All right, bye.
Good night.
Good night.